Marlins at D-backs Saturday. The talk of this game would be all the runs that would score. In the third, we're tied up at one. There's two on, nobody out. Giancarlo Stanton facing Taijuan Walker.
Stan hits a laser in the left field. That's a base hit. It's Peters running, and he's around third, and the ball gets by Peralta. Gordon's right behind Peters, and he's going to score. And Miami has three runs here. Stanton with a two-run double.
1-2 pitch is hit high and deep to left, and no doubter. Paul Goldschmidt, a three-run homer, and a 5-4 game in the third.
Stanton bounced a third, and then a laser double. Breaking ball, liner, left field and deep, and gone! 57 in the deserts, Giancarlo.
And the ball is powered in the air to right. First ball hitting, Stanton back at the fence, leaping. Stanton is unable to make the catch. It's out of here, and a home run for J.D. Martinez. He's done it again. It's his 27th, and J.D. Martinez circles the bases and pulls the Diamondbacks to within one run, 7-6.
Bore to left field, down the line, it's tailing, it's gone off the foul pole with a resounding boom. Opposite field, Justin Bore has homered again, his 25th.
He just missed one last night that way. How about it?
He's homered in four straight games.
Yes, he has.
The Marlins are able to outslug the Diamondbacks 12-6 in Arizona on Saturday. Giancarlo Stanton, 3-for-6, drives in four, setting a new franchise record with 125 RBI. Justin Bour also 3-for-6, driving in four. Paul Goldschmidt hit his 36th home run for Arizona, a three-run shot. After the game, here's Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
You know, we're seeing our guys really being able to focus and like you say, have discipline, stick with the plan, know what we want to do with, you know, each guy. We're getting better about, you know, each guy's a different plan. It's not going to be the same. When a reliever comes in, you got to know what he can do and try to deal with him. So the guys have been really good here.
What'd you think of the bullpen tonight? I mean, from the sixth inning on, really able to quiet down the Diamondbacks' bats.
Yeah, it was, you know, where we were trying to get to last night, basically get to those guys. I thought Ellie's two innings were big. Even though he gives up the homer, he goes out, gets us where we need to get to, goes out and gives us another inning, so enables us to get kind of back in there further. I had some guys that needed rest, and, you know, it was good. You know, so I thought his two innings were big. Obviously, the other innings are big, too. You know, Steck comes in after last night and gets the tough part of the order for us in fairly short fashion, and then, you know, Zig and Harlan were good.
Took advantage of some of their misplays too, the two errors by Walker and the error, and you made them stand up and kept rolling.
Yeah, that was obviously a big inning there. We had a couple extra outs there, and you know, we always talk about it. If you don't get that out on the bunt, it usually costs you multiple runs from the defensive side of it. And we were able to take advantage tonight.
And what do you talked about your approach last night. You know, just to be that unrelenting approach, just talk about,
Well, I mean, it's just game. It really shows you what our guys are capable of. I've been kind of halfway critical of our guys because, you know, I think we'll do that with a Zach, and then we'll take, it's like we don't have that same intensity or focus the next night, and that's really what you have to get to, not just individually as a player, but then your team has to have that approach, because then it's relentless kind of up and down the order. When you got a good hitting club, if you can go up and down the order, it just puts pressure on, you know, people to continue to make good pitches, and that's not always easy to do.
He had a couple of record-setting moments for Stan. He becomes the RBI leader outright. He obviously is pushing close into 60. You know, you've talked a lot about it. But.
No, it was a big night. Obviously, like you said, Big G, it's a homer, but there was so much good stuff. It's hard to single out him tonight when you got guys just having quality at bats all over the place. JB, that homer was big for us. It kind of pushed us out further, and we were still able to tack on runs. So, you know, it's just good that our guys just keep going. This ballpark especially, you just don't feel comfortable, you know, that things happen fast, ball jumps, infield's fast. You know, it's just an offensive ballpark. And you never feel – it's not like a regular place where you get a couple-run lead and you're starting to feel comfortable late in the game. You just don't feel that way here.
In the win, Giancarlo Stanton slugged his 57th home run, drove in four, setting a new franchise record with 125 RBI. After the game, he talks about the achievement and his latest big home run.
If I go up there trying to hit a homer, or if I took that pitch, oh, I could have hit that one out, I'll be terrible up there. So it's tough, but you know, I just got to keep trying to put a good barrel on the ball, and it'll do, the rest will do itself.
You officially hold the record for most RBIs in a season for the Marlins with 125. You broke Preston Wilson's record of 121 that had stood since 2000, by the way.
Okay.
So many accomplishments this season, G. Does one in particular stand out?
I think when the season's over, I can look back to it. But they're all pretty cool. I mean, the home runs, of course, but RBIs is cool too, because I'm always known for homers. But you know, to get up there in RBIs, you gotta be a good hitter too. So I say RBIs.
You still talk to Barry Bonds. He warned you, look, you're not gonna get as many pitches to swing on.
Yeah.
Have you noticed pitchers changing the way that they approach you?
I've seen the teams in the race are different than the ones out. That's the biggest difference. But at the same time, there's a couple formulas to attack hitters like me and Ozuna, and they're going to stick to those. There's not very many different ways to pitch people. So, you know, you just got to be smart.
You mentioned Marcell Ozuna. You guys have both been on a tear this season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're just as happy for him as far as what he's accomplishing as you are for yourself.
For sure. He's had slump in second halves, you know, big starts, slump in second halves. I've had good starts and got hurt and slump in second half. So that we're kind of bouncing off each other to, you know, keep going, let's go. It's the end of the season. It's hard. It's hard to keep your mind focused every day, but, you know, we're pushing each other, and, you know, we got a few more to go.
Not in a slump lately, though. In your past five games, 12 RBIs, 3 home runs. Do you feel like you've gotten back into a good rhythm at the plate?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. It's always good to be on the West Coast, too. That locks me in a little bit. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Hey, you and Paul Goldschmidt had a great conversation over at first base. Looked like you guys were laughing. What were you talking about? Were you talking about hitting? Were you talking about best restaurants in Phoenix? What were you guys laughing about?
A little bit of everything. You know, we pick each other's brains all spring in the WBC. So, you know, just kind of quick catch up, because I didn't get a chance to say hello until then. So just quick catch up, you know, tell them to keep going and keep pushing. Good luck in the playoffs.
Sunday's pitching matchup is Dan Straley on for the Marlins against Patrick Corbin of Arizona.